You know, a Bible nerd named Walter Brueggemann said that nobody rests in Egypt, not even Pharaoh, because Pharaoh must constantly oversee constant production and constant consumption. I'm paraphrasing what he said, of course, but it's true. The essence of what's wrong with Egypt is that Egypt is a place where your value comes from what you can produce and how much you can consume. And the fact is that's exhausting. There's so many people who are exhausted and don't, either they're exhausted from trying to keep up appearances to say that they never run out of things to consume. And you can see them on social media constantly posting photos and videos of themselves consuming, proving that they have some sort of value. And that is at the heart of our addiction to social media, for instance, in that we feel the need for constant validation. We are unsure of our own value without other people pushing the like button. But also, on the other hand, there are people who say, you know what, social media, I've got no time for that because I'm working. And they're always running around, always producing. Not because they have a very strong work ethic per se, but because they have this fear that if they stop producing, they will cease to have value. And this is where a concept called the Sabbath comes in. And you meet the Sabbath in the book of Exodus, where in Exodus chapter 20, where God says to his people that they must rest every week on the Sabbath day. They have to stop working and not produce. And not only them, but he actually goes on to outline the most vulnerable populations the most vulnerable groups in any population. Animals, employees, children, and immigrants. All those were meant to be safe from constant production and constant consumption. They too, in the Sabbath command, were commanded to rest, to take a chill pill. And that's all lacquer, to rest, because we remember that God is our creator, that you did not make yourself. You cannot remember a time before you were born because you did not create yourself. You were created. You are a created being. And henceforth, because you're a created being, you are naturally a dependent one. We have value, not because of what we produce, even though our work is important. We have value, not because of what we consume, even though we have to eat to live. We have value because God is our creator. It's that simple. That's where our sense of value must come from. And that's what the Sabbath does. Now, a lot of people roll their eyes when they hear the word Sabbath because they think it's a lot of hard work. and it's because they think Sabbath is about what they don't do or what they actually do. They think Sabbath lies in the hand, in the hands, but it doesn't. Sabbath is about who you are. It's about knowing who you are in God. And so, contrary to popular belief, it is impossible for a legalist to keep the Sabbath holy. In fact, if there's any institution God gave us that should be a protection against legalism, it's the Sabbath. The legalist breaks the Sabbath as soon as he tries to keep it holy because he is at work. He's working to bribe God with his good deeds so he can get into glory. And so he's at work. And because he's at work, he violates the Sabbath because he can't rest. He's not resting. Legalism is, in a way, the inability or the constant refusal to rest in what God has done and is doing for you and through you in your life. It's a rejection of partnership with God. It's somebody who wants to treat God as if God were Pharaoh. And if there's one thing that God cannot stand, it is people who want to relate to him as if they're relating to Pharaoh. That just makes him stand up in disgust. He's against that total idea because he created us To love us. He created us to give us value and to respect us. In fact, God respects us more than we respect ourselves. But we all know things went wrong after God created us and we found ourselves enslaved. And so when God talks in Deuteronomy 5, when the Sabbath commandment is repeated in Deuteronomy 5, it is slightly different from Exodus, because in Exodus it talks about creation. But in Deuteronomy, God says, you were slaves in Egypt. And so Sabbath is a reminder not only of God's creation, but also of God's covenant keeping. When you read, especially through the Old Testament, you find that when people call out to God and call out to him to help them, they quote his covenant promises. And God keeps saying throughout the book of Exodus and throughout the Bible that he rescued Israel from Egypt because he remembered his covenant with Abraham. And he did tell Abraham when he cut the covenant with him that his descendants would be enslaved in Egypt, but that he would free them. And so when we talk about God as a covenant-keeping God, we're talking about God as an emancipating God. Covenant is about God making things right. It's his promise that whatever is wrong in the world today, he is working to make it right. And so he says, you were slaves in Deuteronomy. And then he says in the Sabbath commandment in Deuteronomy 5, that on the Sabbath, those four vulnerable groups are to be equal with us for one day. They rest. He says, I want them to rest so that they can be on the same level as you are for those 24 hours. Because he wanted to teach us that even when we become bosses, even when we have people in our circles of influence, we are not to devalue them. Simply because somebody works for you does not give you the right to see yourself as more important than they are. They are just as important as you are, no matter what their station in life. So if you find that you cannot respect somebody because they do some work that you imagine is lower in status than yours, then you've misunderstood God, because you've misunderstood how God relates to humanity and how humanity is supposed to relate to each other. So the fact that we have so many broken relationships, be they amorous or relationships at work or relationships with any other people around us, it is because that our relationship with God has something wrong with it. And Sabbath is an opportunity for us to rest and to let God repair what's broken and let God fix what's broken in our relationship with him, so that he can fix our relationships with each other. So Sabbath is not about what you do or what you don't do. Sabbath is about what you allow God to do in your life. And let's be honest, we all need God. We all need as much help as we can get and more.